All right, beautiful people. First broadcast in a while on StreamYard on Facebook. We're live on Facebook, live on YouTube, also rebroadcasting back on radio. I just want to say hello to the beautiful people. I hope you're having a great day, a great week. My guest coming up today is amazing, brother. We go way back to Muskegon Heights High School. And also, we sung in a choir together at Holy Trinity. Church of God in Christ way back in the day when I had hair on my head and I had the Jerry curls, and he was the best dancer throughout Muskegon. He's elevated, became an author, businessman, family man, and a role model to many. Want to welcome to the show, Ravon Dean. How you doing today, Ravon?
All right. Hello.
All right, man. So you're writing books now, man.
I'm writing books, and that's a whole nother story.
From dancing, and you're not writing books about dancing.
That's crazy. I still do choreograph. Of course, I'm too old to do the dancing thing now, but I still do choreograph. But some of the other things that I do, I'm also a musician as well, as you may know. I think the last time we did an interview together was, over 5 years ago.
Yes.
When I put out a Christmas album. So I'm actually a guitarist as well. And an educator, of course. I've been an educator here in New York over 20 years.
Wow. What do you teach? College, high school? What level?
I'm a high school teacher, and I teach of all things financial literacy.
Wow, man. When did you get into this financial literacy field?
It happened at a beautiful place here in, on the Brooklyn Navy Yard. The Brooklyn Navy Yard is here, was right on the shores of Brooklyn and Manhattan. And they used to have all the warships and the ships that they used to service over here. So now we got permission from the city in order to build a school here. And I've been at this location here for about 5 years now. So we're a little over like 6 years now. And so I started a financial literacy course from there. They asked me to join them and kind of do that because I have all my experiences, you know, during the whole Wall Street years. And then, of course, 9/11 happened, and that's how I actually became an educator.
Wow, man. Where did you go to college at?
I started out at Ferris State, good old Ferris State in Michigan.
Okay.
I did like 2 years there, and then I actually went to school at Alvin Ailey School of Dance, graduated from Alvin Ailey School of Dance, and within 2 years, I was already choreographing for the Alvin Ailey Company. Moved for the Alvin Ailey Company, and I just mentioned, of course, 9/11 happened. I was on Wall Street, and when I was on Wall Street, 9/11, of course, happened, and I lost way too many friends there. Did not want to go back, did not know what I was going to do, so of course, I had to. And I would suggest everyone kind of look at themselves this way. Sometimes we have to reinvent ourselves. I didn't want to go back, couldn't go back. And then I said, what am I going to look at, you know, my life? So I begin to replay my life back. When I replayed my life back, I said, wow, when I was in Muskegon Heights, I used to do the summer programs. And I taught all the little kids. Okay, got it. Went to Alvin Ailey, started teaching dance, choreographing dance, became a master teacher. Okay. Teacher once again. When I was on Wall Street, I was actually technology, did everything Microsoft, did everything Cisco networking. And so I became a person that would do desktop support and help all the executives in order to learn computers because computers was just coming out. So I became like a corporate trainer. And so when I began to rewind my life back, I was like, wow, I've always been a teacher. And so I went back to college, got another degree, and it was actually in education. And now over 20 years now, I've been teaching in New York, starting out doing technology. And then when this opportunity came along to teach financial literacy, and that's how all of that happened. And then that's when this last past year is when everything just kind of ballooned because this program here is what they call a curve. It's like the old vocational schools. Okay. And we have a full recording studio here. We have broadcasting, we have construction, we have a full culinary program, we have cybersecurity, we have full stack development, which is programming, and we have film and media. And then we have all these wonderful things. And then they started an adult program last year. And in that adult program, they started a real estate program. I was like, whoa, I think I want to be a part of that. I used to play Monopoly as a kid. Exactly. I said, let me take advantage of that. And so I went last year, and then I passed a class exam, and then I passed a state exam after that. And then in a couple of months, back in October, I was state certified by the state of New York to actually teach all new realtors. I can actually teach the class now. And so I really wasn't looking for anything, but I hadn't wrote a book in a couple of years, and I was actually working on another book. And this opportunity just came up. It's like, hey, you know, I got to write this. There's a lot of things that's happening in our communities. Why don't my next book be real estate? And so that was how the actual book came about. I just thought that would be a great opportunity to start a conversation. And inside of that conversation, I don't know what's happening in a lot of places, but here in New York and in our neighborhoods, I just see a lot of gentrification going on, and we're just not part of the conversation.
Wow. The book Zero to Hero in Real Estate, The Ultimate Guide for the Over 40 Investor. That was you when 9/11 happened.
Yeah, this here, this The Ultimate Guide for the Over 40 Investor. So that's the name of the new book that's out. That just came out. This book was, it got a lot of traction. This book also became a bestseller, which I'm very happy with. And this would be my third book. It's actually my third book. I can't believe it.
That's crazy,
yeah. I've just been fortunate enough for all of my books to be bestsellers so far. Man. So knock on wood.
I think we're going to put up this link on Amazon. Is that the only place you can get the book from, is Amazon?
Yeah, right now it's only available for download for the digital. I was hoping to have the actual book available at this time, but it looks like it'll be at least a couple of more weeks, because you wouldn't believe it. Someone doesn't want this conversation to happen.
Exactly. But
we all know the light. We all know the light. We know who our God is. Yes. So someone doesn't want this conversation to happen. So I went to get this book distributed and had it uploaded and everything. And for some reason, never happened to me before. I guess my artist that did the actual cover for the book, as a placeholder on the back, he actually left the ISBN number on the back of the book. So they kept rejecting it. And I didn't catch it until I just began using my old skills, just troubleshooting,
right?
You know,
right.
Through computers, and found out he left the actual ISBN number on there. And so we wouldn't believe it. Now, this could not be more perfect. Everything's approved today. I just sent off for my author's copy just to make sure the everything is looking good on the back, the front, and all of the inside. Because I just want to make sure that I am able to give and serve the people at the highest level.
And to people that are listening on radio, they can download this book for free if they have an Amazon account?
Well, this book, you're probably seeing a promotion that I ran doing a promotion, because the book was gaining so much traction. I just wanted to do something really, really nice for people and try to get this to the hand of people. And so I made it available free, but you can't get it anymore. But it's only $2.99.
Right.
For the digital one.
Yeah. And that's 65 pages. And we're just, can't beat that.
Yeah. Not for the conversation and the meat that's inside of that book. Because what I found out, a lot of people don't get into real estate in any sort of way just because they don't know, number one, where to start. They're not educated in real estate to make those decisions to get started. They don't know about the different avenues in order to get started, and they think they got to have all this money in order to get real estate done. But when I talk about the conversation of real estate, even if you didn't buy a single property and you started investing into REITs and start doing like some stock version of real estate, you can still capitalize off of that. I mean, just for myself, I've not only been able to just, you know, invest into properties and those sort of things, but I've also been able to I'm using real estate to write books. I've also just started teaching my first cohort of real estate realtors that's coming through on my very first cohort. So that's like more money. So there's a lot of different ways that you can make real estate work. And why this is so near and dear to my heart is because when I first came to New York, I tell you, it was a lot of times I slept on the train.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Just being young, no one, you know, to just, you know, kind of do that thing. If it wasn't for someone like Malcolm Stevens, who believed in me, you know, that's from the Muskegon Heights area, who is a living legend.
Exactly.
Yeah. Believing in me and just guiding me through that time. I don't know if I would have made it. You know, I just had two great mentors. Malcolm Stevens happened to be one of those mentors, and Oliver Ragsdale Jr., that's part of the Arts League out of Detroit, Michigan. Those two men have saved my life.
Wow. Wow. That's a great story. I would have never known that in New York, man. But look at you now.
By the grace. By the grace. By the grace.
And not only you, your family is blessed. I mean, I've had a chance to be around your sister down the way.
Oh, yes.
And she's blessed. You got some talented people in your family. For folks who are in Muskegon who are listening on radio or watching this video, you don't mind sharing your real last name, do you?
My last name is Hill.
There you go. They're like, is that Ravon? Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. And that's really crazy because, you know, people is like, he's not Hill anymore. Of course. I have more kids calling me Mr. Hill on a daily basis than anyone because I have students. Like, I teach over 150 students that I teach, you know, in high school, and they all know me by Mr. Hill. The only way you're going to know Ravon Dion, if you follow me artistically, you know, doing, you know, my dancing days and my books, or, you know, I coach people from around the world as well. So I'm a trained transformational coach as well. So they know me by that. And on Facebook, they'll know you'll see Ravon Dion. You won't see Hill. You'll see Ravon Dion. But in my school, everyday life, I am Mr. Hill.
Ravon, what is your website? I know you have a website.
I don't. I'm getting it redone right now.
Okay.
I'm actually getting everything all redone. Everything has been, like I said, someone does not want this conversation to get out, but it's going to get out.
Exactly.
You know, there's been some things that I've been running through, even with my website, just things I've never ran because I've had many websites up for many years. And then all of a sudden, just things just start spiraling. I was like, well, what is the forces that are in play here? And I was like, well, I know what to do about that.
Right. But they can find you on social media, right?
Oh, of course. They can find me, Ravon Dion, on social media. You can go to my personal page, or the Results Now group is my company page also. And that can also be found on Instagram.
What do you want people to walk away from this book, Zero to Hero in Real Estate? What do you want them to walk away with?
Well, I'll tell you. I want them, first of all, to walk away being inside of a conversation. And what is that conversation? To create generational wealth for myself, an opportunity to do that, right? An opportunity in order for you to gain a deep and comfortable confidence in order for you to begin investing into real estate, because it can change your families. That's number one. Number two, I want you to walk away being able to be educated enough to start doing something about your own communities where people are kind of being pushed out. Mm. And it's all because, I mean, we are some of the most brilliant people that walk this planet. And it's all because we have not been fortunate enough to be part of this conversation called real estate that can change lives, that can change lives. And then we have to deal with the mindset and the fear of people not taking that leap. This book will get you on that path. Because I do, because I'm a personal transformational coach, at the end of the book, I give you some mindset type of techniques when you can begin to do certain mantras for you to just open up everything when it comes to real estate and a way of thinking about all that.
Wow. Ravon Dion.
Hill.
I didn't know the Dion part back in the day.
Yeah, that's my middle name. That's my middle name.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining the conversation. And anything else you want to share with our listeners before we go?
I just want to really share with them to just be part of this. I want them to be empowered to take this to the next step, to be a part of impacting their own communities. There's no one else coming. Mm. There's no one else coming. There's not someone who's going to save our communities. Mm. We are the ones that can save our communities. I wrote this book as a starter conversation for you to do that.
Wow. Zero to Hero in Real Estate, the ultimate guide for the over 40 investor. Got to have you back. Thank you so much, man. Look up to you, absolutely, brother. You always had that great, inspiring energy.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? And I'm sure your students are blessed to have a teacher like you in the classroom, because you're going to make sure they walk out of there. They're going to get it.
Yes.
They take Mr. Hill class. They're going to get it.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, good brother. God bless. Right. Have a good day, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. There you go, family. That was Mr. Ravon Dion. Make sure you go online, download his book on Amazon, and check it out. It's only 65 pages. You know what I mean? You can read that overnight. Thank you for listening.